Now, let's move on here. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he labor? What's the use? Why fight it? If you can't fight City Hall, then join them. You hear these cliches bandied about among men, especially godless men in the business world. This is the way they operate. Many of them make money on this basis. None of them are happy men. They're filled with joy. They're difficult, I think, to live with. I imagine their wives have a real problem. And they're never rejoicing. They have the cocktail of evening. They become sociable for about 2 or 3 hours. After that, it's better to stay clear of them. That is the mood of America today, fatalism. That is the way that many people face life. That's the way they look at it. Now, verse 10, I've seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in. And I look about me, this man says, and I see people in trouble everywhere. And so if I've escaped a little of it, I just consider myself lucky, that's all. Now, he goes on, verse 11, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Now, God has let man put the world in his heart, that he might see that there's still room for something else and that the world can never fill his heart here. And a great many men start out, that's the philosophy, I'm going to get all that I can, life is an orange, and I'm going to squeeze it for all it's worth. And I'll get all that I can. Now, Solomon got the big half of it. He said it didn't satisfy him at all. Now, let's move on. I know that there's no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. Oh, and there's another group in this crowd, the do-gooders. And said to me on the plane, well, he says, I think a man ought to do the best he can, do good. He says, that's what I try to do. And I tell you, that fellow wasn't doing very much good, but that was his philosophy of life. Verse 13, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It's the gift of God. And this fellow said, well, I see nothing wrong in drinking. I see nothing wrong in this at all. And from his viewpoint, there was. And this is fatalism. This is the philosophy of men today. Now he says here in verse 14, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it that men should fear before him. And now they talk about God's will as primary, but you see, with this viewpoint, the man says, well, if I'm elected, I'll be elected. And I just work on that way of living. If it's not God's will for me to be saved, I won't be saved. You see, fatalism leaves no place for the mercy and the grace of God. And fatalism said God does not hear and answer prayer. You see, it's providence, it's grace, and it's mercy, and God's love that makes life exciting and brings joy into it and gives peace to the human heart.